What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Wow. Okay, big news, guys. Really big news. It is manifesting season here in Dear Gabby land, and we are just getting ready for the new year. I want to rev you up. I want to prepare you. And now, listeners of the show, you're the first to hear this. For a very limited time, you can get my manifesting bundle for only $37. That's right, my friends. If you get into the manifesting challenge early, my 21-day manifesting challenge, it's $37. If you get in early right now, you can get extra bundle bonuses. So for the price of the challenge, $37, you get the manifesting bundle. And that's my 21-day manifesting challenge. That's daily lessons starting January 1st. Super high vibe. Tens of thousands of people go through this with us. It is the most epic start of the year. That's coming January 1st. But when you get the challenge right now, you can start manifesting today with the manifesting bundle. And here's what's in there. You've got your challenge ready to go, and you've got your law of attraction coaching. You're going to get weekly tips and mantras and mini lessons all to tune up your attracting power before the challenge begins. And right here, right now, when you sign up, you can download the Art of Manifesting audio workshop. It's a one-hour program that's filled with actionable tips and inspiration that are going to really help you just amp up your manifesting power before the new year. So if you know that you want to do the manifesting challenge, or you have a friend that did it last year, or you're thinking about doing it again, or you're like, I've never heard of this, but it sounds freaking cool, Gabby, all you have to do is go to deargabby.com/challenge, sign up for the early manifesting challenge bundle. Literally, just sign up for the challenge for $37 and you get the manifesting bundle. The bundle is going to be gone soon. This is a limited time offer and the special bundle ends really, really soon. So do not miss this. You can sign up for the challenge, get ready for January 1st with all of the law of attraction coaching and the Art of Manifesting workshop all inside the bundle. That is three manifesting products for the price of one. Go to deargabby.com/challenge. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. This is a very beautiful episode that you have in store for you today. I have something a little bit different than I've ever done before. Recently, I've been doing this really big deep dive into my library of content, and my producer, Josh, who you probably all know by now, has found this episode that really, really brought him to a deep place of connection. And he texted me, and he's like, oh my God, that is such a beautiful piece of content. I need to really share this again. So we plucked it from the vault and we're going to share it with you today. It is such a beautiful episode, my friends. The guests that come through share their struggles with how to manifest. They are blocking themselves and they get this really big Gabby kick in the ass of how to resurrect that energy. And it's really just classic Dear Gabby episode. I share these extraordinary techniques for trusting the universe and rapidly approaching the manifesting challenge that we're coming up on. The 21-Day Manifesting Challenge is on our way. And this topic of connecting to the universe, strengthening your faith, believing in that powerful presence within you is the practice. It is the preparation for what it is that we want to call in this new year. I also am thrilled to share that we are here. It's coming up on Cyber Monday, Black Friday. And if you want to do the Manifesting Challenge in the new year, this is your early bird announcement. When you get in early, you will get the Gabby Manifesting Bundle. Just go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge and you'll see all the details on the bundle. They expire on the Cyber Monday. You get law of attraction coaching. You get the beautiful 21-day challenge plus a whole workshop on the art of manifesting. And so if you're really just getting in the challenge early, you get all that. And it's the price of the challenge and you get two extra bonuses. So if you're thinking about it, don't miss it. Let this episode be a launch pad for you to really step into that faith that's required as we start to call in what we desire this new year. And let me be your manifesting coach. Starting now, go over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today's episode is an episode that I know you are just so excited to listen to. This is an episode that brings a lot of our manifesting methods to life. It's an episode about claiming what we want, becoming unapologetic about what we want. This is about telling the universe clearly, without any hesitation or disconnection, telling the universe clearly, this is what I want, unapologetically. Putting out what we want to receive, because the universe only responds to what you are a yes for. And if you're a yes for something maybe, then you're only going to continue to get something maybe. But if you are a yes with conviction, clarity, connection to what it is that you desire, the universe can respond swiftly. The universe can provide, the universe can reveal to you the steps, the guidance, the manifestation. And did you know that you can actually clarify your desire? Did you know that you can do that through the power of your intention? And there's a lot of fun ways to get really creative in clarifying your desires. There are ways to write about it, visualize, and just creatively write, I am ready to attract the love, the partner, the romance, or being in that I am statement is also extremely valuable. I am in my new vehicle, or I am a mother holding my baby in my arms. I am letting that creative visualization come out onto the page, bringing that creative visualization to your meditation, getting crystal clear about what it is that you want to attract into your life. The universe is always guiding you towards what is of the highest good for all. And when you get into that energy of positive expectation, you're embracing a sense of faithful knowing. You're telling the universe, yeah, I believe that what I desire is on the way. And the way to loosen your grip on that desire, that clear desire, is by saying, I welcome this or something better, because we want that clarity. And we want that conviction, and we want that sense of knowing. We want to hold the visions, but we also want to wear it like a loose garment. We want to allow that desire to have free-flowing co-creation with the universe. The more clear we are, the more directed we will be. And even with that clarity, sometimes, the universe has a plan better than we do. So hold that clear vision. Get yourself grounded in the statement of what it is that you are ready to receive, or I am, and then let the universe do her thing. Let that energy of conviction and creation and creativity be the energy that manifests that clear intention into your life. Make that list of what it is that you want to clarify. Do something where you just put all the imagery out there. You can get very crystal clear about what it is that you want to attract. Make a statement, put it on your computer. There's a faith statement that we can create and the universe has your back. I write about a faith statement. Get grounded in your capacity to attract what you desire and the clear vision, because the universe is always giving you back what you put out. That clear vision backed with the released energy of allowing what is of the highest good, this or something better, is what allows that clear vision to come into form. So I want to talk about this topic today with you, my beautiful guests that are joining us. I'm going to bring in our first guest and see how this relates to them, clarifying the vision of what they desire so the universe can respond.
How are you? Oh my God. I'm good. I actually have been following you not that long ago, for a couple of years ago. And I grabbed Happy Days and it was insane because you and I have very similar stories on how we found out our big T, especially when it comes to the abuse.
Yeah.
I'm your typical, right, indigo child empath, super sensitive. I'm still learning how to pretty much regulate my emotions. I think that's my main lesson in life. How to react to life from a place of a thriver and not a victim. Also, you know, I'm a cancer survivor. There's just, I mean, I could definitely write a book, and I've been actually.
What you are is a trauma survivor, because all of what you're speaking about is just trauma response.
Exactly. I'm having a very huge existential crisis right now, to be honest, because I'm just starting a brand new, trying to start a new business as an energy healer. And, you know, a coach. I just graduated as a coach. And oh my God, I'm having such a hard time letting go of who I used to be.
So what would the clear vision of what you want to create be?
So last year, I really wanted to align with my purpose and I did a lot of work. So clear vision, I want to feel at peace with whatever decision I make, where I can trust the universe that it has my back. Because right now I feel if I leave my salary and my, you know, which is not here, you know, teachers don't get, I'm a single mom, so I need it.
Let's back up to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I really, really appreciate that clear vision. Because a lot of times we can think, oh, my clear vision is that I'm making money doing the work I love. Your clear vision is exactly perfect because it's attainable. It's close. It's something that will create more freedom and space to get into the next level of your vision. So desire to have clarity and safety in the decision-making is just excellent desire at this time, because there's no right or wrong way. Like, it's leave now, like, it's as long as you're feeling safe in the choice.
Yeah.
So let's make that clear statement together. And I'm just going to use the words I heard and then you can reflect it back to me. But the desire seems to be to feel safe in your decision-making.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Great. And that resonates. And definitely the fear comes more right now of a financial place where, what do I do without my cushy salary or my,
no, back
yeah.
Up the story. Back up the story. The story is what matters right now. Mm-hmm. That you ground yourself in what the main desire is. And so if the main desire is to make a decision right now or soon from a place that feels like a safe, grounded choice, mm-hmm. then whatever choice you make doesn't matter as long as it feels safe and grounded. So it's the choices we make today can be different in 3 months, 6 months, 8 months. But for as someone who is a trauma survivor, safety is crucial. If you do anything that's too outside your comfort zone, too quickly, too fast, you're going to rock your system and it'll send you into So, while particularly even in the midst of doing all this work on yourself. So, please don't do that. Hold that clear vision. I'm going to close with you right here. Hold that clear vision. My desire is to make an empowered decision that feels safe. And just repeat that daily. I'm going to make an empowered decision that feels safe. I'm making empowered decisions that feel safe. That's where I believe you were the most grounded in this conversation with me.
Yes, I think so too.
Just don't have vision. Just stick to it. Stick to it. Stick to it. Write it down right now. Repeat it. Commit to it. Tell the universe in prayer every single day. I welcome my empowered decision that feels safe.
Okay. And Can I add, and I don't need anyone else to do it, because I have this really weird, because I'm not even in a relationship right now. I always feel like I need something else to support me. I feel very lonely, I guess, in this path right now.
I would not close the door to a relationship though, right? So it's, I welcome an empowered decision that feels safe, and I wouldn't shut the door for other things. Just get, I want an empowered decision that feels safe. Maybe that feels safe because somebody shows up and they want to be in your party. I don't care how it happens, but you want to make an empowered decision that feels safe. Don't cut yourself off from opportunity.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. Really clear, crystal clear.
Our first partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. If you are a longtime listener of the show, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 for well over a year. Josh and I travel a lot, and now he's like, can you bring me those AG1 travel packs? Like, we can't go a day without it. And when I started drinking AG1 daily, everything turned around. It was just like this magnificent experience of noticing my gut health just totally better and noticing my digestion was really, really at ease. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to live your baseline health. And I know firsthand that this product works. Josh knows firsthand that this product works, but it's my gift to be able to share this with you, knowing that every single scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that is why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out. Listen up, my friends. I recently discovered Amra colostrum. It is a superfood that literally seems almost too good to be true. Amra colostrum has totally helped me improve my fitness, my metabolism, enhanced my skin and hair radiance, and it's strengthened immunity and gut health. And all of these things are just top priorities for me, as you know. Since I started taking Amra colostrum, I've noticed that my skin looks healthier and glowy. I can absolutely see a difference. It even reactivates your hair growth. And I love this part. It reduces inflammation and puffiness in your face and your neck. Amra colostrum stimulates stem cells to produce collagen and increase elasticity for plumper skin. And a lot of my audience are women. We are probably maybe in our 40s, 50s, and beyond. Some of you are in your 30s. Don't wait to start. I'm looking at Rhea, our beautiful 20-something. I'm not even going to give your full age. Start now, baby. You want to really make sure that you're focusing on your skin health, but also that you're getting the best absorption. And I'm telling you, my friends, it is incredible. This product is so amazing. Amra colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of Biovine colostrum. We have worked out a special offer for my audience. You can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryamra.com/Gabby and enter Gabby to get 15% off your first order. That's tryamra.com/Gabby. Who's next?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I really can't believe I'm on here. Where to start? I feel like your message for today really resonates with me because I'm feeling just a little lost in some decisions and how my life is going. I mean, overall for me, things are going well. I decided to make a career change 2 years ago. I'm getting my master's in social work. I'm almost done. I got a job. I'm going to be a therapist.
Excellent.
Starting in August after I graduate.
Full body chills. So fabulous. Good for you.
Yeah, it's been, sorry, I'm really nervous. I didn't think I'd get picked.
You don't seem nervous at all. So that's so interesting.
My career is going well. I kept my other job through this whole time. So I've had that stability that you've talked about. And I'm really feeling like I'm on the right path. And it took a lot of time and thought to get there. And it's like, things are just like the obstacles are, you know, it's always been hard for me to think that things can be easy. And it's kind of gone that way. But right now, I feel like I'm in a crisis with my relationship. I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years now. And we've gone back and forth between getting engaged and not. It's something I've wanted for many years and moving forward in my life. And now we're both really at this make or break point where we feel like we either move forward or we break up. And I feel like I'm at this crossroads right now. And I just don't know what to do. And
I'll tell you what to do. When you're at a crossroads, especially when it involves another person, you need to get clear about what your non-negotiables are. And this comes right back to the topic for today, getting clear about your desire. Get very crystal clear about what is non-negotiable for you. I can hear now, marriage sounds like it's non-negotiable. Like just another example, maybe children are non-negotiable. Maybe commitment is non-negotiable. Monogamy might be non-negotiable. Whatever your non-negotiables are, write them down. Get crystal clear about them and don't mess with it. If you're not clear about those non-negotiables, you're sending messages to the universe that this could maybe be okay. No. Maybe is a bad idea. Maybe is a bad idea.
I mean, I made a list. I know my non-negotiables. I guess I'm just like, after all this time, I have a lot of my own trauma with the small t about, you know, trust. And after all this time, like getting over that. And I just don't know if I can.
One of your non-negotiables has to be that I feel like I can trust my partner. Trust my partner. Share them with him.
Yeah, I've done that. And we've had some discussions. I'm just also, I'm trying to get clear on what I want, because I feel like that my life could go in one direction with him. Or right now, my whole life feels like it's changing directions right now with my new career. And I've changed a lot in the past year through your work, through learning from you. I've been trying to get some clarity from my guides, and I'm having trouble getting that as far as what path is in my highest good.
Well, go sit down and rewrite your non-negotiables, because if you've changed, things might have changed.
Yeah.
Add to the list, rewrite the list, get super crystal clear. I am unapologetically asking for this. If you don't put that out there, you will not get what you want.
Okay.
Putting it out there means you don't get the thing that you thought you wanted, because something better is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal clear, non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go do it right now.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Gabby.
You're welcome, Jessica. I think that the point here is that if you are going to get into that place of sifting through the questionable desires and grounding yourself in the clear vision of what you want, it requires some courage.
Mm-hmm.
Here's courage to really just claim it, say it, own it. And sometimes that means walking away. Sometimes that means clearing space. Sometimes that means just stepping outside your comfort zone, because it's far more uncomfortable to stick to the thing that you didn't really want than to rip off the Band-Aid and move in a different direction.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just saying, go look at that non-negotiable list and see if it matches up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take some time and I'll do that. Absolutely.
Go, girl. Thank you. Congratulations on your degree. Go help those people. Eliana.
Hi.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm going to be honest and say I'm really nervous to talk to you.
See that truth coming through? So sexy.
And I'm also a little sad and confused by the universe. So on September 11th, I lost my baby at 37 weeks and I named him Aya. I grieved and you listening to you really helped me heal so much. And I was in a pretty healed place. And then we decided we wanted to start trying again to have a baby. And I started getting all these beautiful signs about this baby that was coming my way. I really wanted a boy. I have two daughters. But I was totally okay with whatever came. I was very accepting of it. And then I was in the airport and this woman called across the airport, a stranger, and said to me, "You're going to have a baby boy next year." And it was like the most magical moment. I cried. I called my family. I was like, God is talking to me. And I did get pregnant. And I am pregnant right now. So I'm extremely grateful for that. But I did find out that I'm having a girl a couple days ago. And I just kind of felt like this, I felt this crash in me of like, what? I think I had thought I was getting a replacement for my son maybe, and I'm like grieving his loss or something, but I just felt like I was tricked. And I don't understand. I just feel like I'm losing my son again a little.
What about this? Ready for a reframe?
Yeah.
What if your son's soul has come back as this girl? What if this is him? Sometimes the soul comes in and they say, "Hey, you know what? I wanted to be a girl." Or that wasn't the right timing. Feel into the soul of this child. Feel into the presence of this child. Feel if there's a sense of familiarity. Feel if there's a sense of connection. Your ego has likely put a lot of stories around it, right? So the story of it's supposed to be a boy or whatever it is. But my love, the gender is just a symbol. The energy and the spiritual connection is what's real. So what if this is your boy coming right back in the female form? Okay. Maybe that's the choice that was best for this time. Maybe that's what the world is going to need most right now, is more female energy.
Yeah. That sounds like a beautiful idea.
Take it. I believe it. I don't think there's any accident. He's back. If you feel that, I don't want to put that on you, but if you feel that, that is another way of perceiving this entire circumstance. But the other thing that's important is that you recognize that you just went through one of the biggest traumas of most people's lifetime, losing a child that far along. And you know my story, when I was 5.5 months, and that felt far for me, right? But very different when you're at 37. Okay. The further and further along it goes, the harder and harder it will be.
Yeah.
So from my own personal experience, I can't even contemplate what it would have been at that stage. And my stage was far along. So I just want to really make sure that you continue to put your trauma recovery as your highest priority for this baby, for the children that you have, and for yourself. Because my love, that is trauma with a big T. So I hope you're reading Happy Days. I hope you're feeling like you have support and you're slowly titrating into that grief and coming out. Don't rip off the Band-Aid too quickly, but just go gentle and be slow. And right now, instead of holding the clear vision of it has to be a boy, what about my clear vision is the birth of a healthy baby?
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So beautiful. Three girls.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good luck with that. I'm just kidding. I'm so happy. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. What a show, guys. Okay, so this is the story. The more clear you are, the more you will receive what it is that you genuinely desire. That clarity has to be really, really boundaried. It has to be defined. It has to be
written down, claimed, prayed for. It also can be surrendered, because sometimes what you think you're clear about, there may be something even greater on the way. Sometimes you may speak that truth and clarity and get an unexpected result. Clarity is king. Putting pen to paper, grounding yourself in the truth, giving yourself permission to want, to desire, and just really putting it out there. When we're wishy-washy, when we're wavering, create all kinds of messy situations. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Leave a review if you liked the show. Check out, there's many other episodes on manifesting, methods for manifesting all throughout this podcast. So if you're into this topic, go check out those episodes. Check out my book, The Universe Has Your Back or Super Attractor, for more manifesting methods. And I just can't thank you enough for being a listener on this show. You guys are amazing. You're showing up. You're doing such beautiful work. Go be unapologetic about what you desire and claim it now. Have a beautiful day. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.